Blog Talk Radio.
Good Tuesday morning. Welcome in to the Blog Talk Radio Studios. Jeff Wirtz back with another edition of 15 Minutes of Fan. And a great game last night on senior night in Lawrence. That's exactly where we will start today, as it was the Kansas Jayhawks holding off the Oklahoma Sooners last night, 73-63. This game was tight. Something about Oklahoma all of a sudden, they have really started playing basketball, quite frankly. They really had shown up last night to Allen Fieldhouse, but it was the Kansas Jayhawks coming out on top. They get past a large deficit. They trailed by 8 at one point in this ball game and come through and get the big time win, 73-63, in a game that I can't say that Kansas had to have it, because I think they're on cruise control a little bit, but I think last night they were on a little bit too much of cruise control. So the effort you saw at the end of that game, if you're a Jayhawk fan, has to make you feel a little bit better, definitely, than the first half. That first half was just ugly basketball all around. Just was not pretty to watch, but Kansas does indeed get it done. Again, a 73-63 win over the Oklahoma Sooners last night. 23 points for Frank Mason. He led all scorers in this game. 16 points coming from Devontae Graham, including 4 of 8 from 3 in this game. Josh Jackson added 11, and maybe the not top 10 play of the week. Oh, Josh. I put that up on the Facebook page, if you did indeed miss it last night. I think Josh Jackson is okay because they got the W, but man, was he getting clowned for quite some time on the Kansas bench about that, and really pretty much everywhere about that dunk. He came up just a little bit short on a dunk attempt in this ball game, but again, I think it was really kind of smoothed over with the victory for the Jayhawks. They move now to 27-3 and 15-2 in the conference. Oklahoma falls to 10-19, 4-13 overall in the Big 12. Still a couple of games left for the Jayhawks to make their case to be that top team. I don't see why they couldn't be the top team. I don't know why they shouldn't be the top team, but they have the one more game in the regular season and then head into the Big 12 championship, where they look to try to dominate completely. The Big 12 championship, seemingly every year, is not about who the top seed is. It's what those other teams can do. We already know that it's going to be, you know, a couple of teams are going to vie for that championship. But can one of these high middle teams make an impact in this tournament and maybe sneak into, if not definitely lock up one of those spots in the NCAA tournament with a nice effort? We've seen that before with multiple teams. Didn't have maybe, you know, a little bit on the bubble with going into the tournament, but then they go deep into the Big 12 tournament, to the semis, even to the finals, and lock up a spot in the NCAA tournament. Don't necessarily have to win this tournament, but I think it is a big step in getting to the dance, especially for those teams that are just on the outside looking in just a little bit. But again, Kansas does take the victory last night, and they head into a matchup against Oklahoma State coming up in just a few days. Coming up on Saturday, they take on Oklahoma State down in Stillwater. That a 5 o'clock start for the Cowboys and the Jayhawks. We'll talk a little bit more about that as the days progress. But again, the final game at home for the seniors for the University of Kansas, they pull out the victory 73-63. Elsewhere in the Big 12 last night, it was the number 11 Baylor Bears taking care of West Virginia 71-62 last night. This one was down to the wire. Baylor finally came through in the final few minutes and put up, I believe, 7 straight points at the end of this game and would outlast, really not even beat. They just kind of outlasted West Virginia in this ball game, back and forth the entire time. Jonathan Motley, 23 points, 11 of those coming from the free throw line. Almost half of his points coming from the free throw line. And I need a t-shirt that says this: make your free throws, kids. Make your free throws. Get on that line. He is going to make some money in the future getting to that line. He is a tough player inside the paint, is John Motley. He has really shown up in the last 6 weeks. He has been the all everything, and it starts with his low post play. Again, 23 points for him last night, 8 rebounds and a pair of assists for the big man. Also, just a nice night overall. Again, 6 of 12 from the free throw line, from the field, and held down his turnovers. Turnovers had been a kind of a big thing for Motley. He had lost a lot of 50-50 balls and caused a lot of turnovers. But for this night, only 2 turnovers. So that has to really bode well for the Baylor Bears and really has to kind of put the fans in a good spot as they head into this Big 12 tournament. But again, Baylor does get the 71-62 win over West Virginia. 24-6 now are the Baylor Bears, 11-6 in the conference. West Virginia goes to 23-7 overall. Both of these teams look like they are going to get into the tournament, but again, a big-time effort for either of these teams, and maybe knock off that number one seed really pushes your seed up in the tournament and maybe helps with your location for that first round. So Baylor and West Virginia still a lot to play for as they head into the Big 12 tournament coming up in just a week. One other score in the top 25 in college hoops, it was number 23 West Virginia knocking off North Carolina last night, 53-43. The Cavs get it done against North Carolina. This one, definitely an upset. North Carolina is the number 5 team in the nation. Virginia was able to come out in what was not a high-scoring game, not a pretty game whatsoever. Virginia does get the job done. Kyle Guy with 17 points to lead the Cavaliers in this ballgame. Again, they get a 10-point victory, 53-43. All right, let's move to some NFL news. Some NFL news that confuses me. Time for a French lesson, everyone. Time for a lesson in French. Apparently, Laurent Duvernay-Tardif means absolutely screwing the Chiefs. And the Chiefs have no idea what they're doing in the front office. This absolutely blew my mind yesterday. Chiefs guard Laurent Duvernay-Tardif, the Canadian doctor, 5 years, $41 million. A line that wasn't good last year. It just was not good. Tardif was good. Tardif was much better than he had been throughout the last few years. much better. Just to put that in perspective, in 2015, he allowed 4.5 sacks. Not bad. Not bad at all. Allowed 2.5 sacks last year and has committed 9 penalties in the last 2 years. So, yes, that line is bad. Tardif, not so much. I just don't get giving a lineman 5 years. And I just don't like that. I'm okay with giving, you know, 3 years. 4 is maybe even a stretch. 5 years, though, this to me, and I find it rather obvious exactly the point they were trying to make. The agent for LDT is also the agent for Eric Berry. You sensing a pattern here? You sign the lesser known player to a very nice contract. You can sign the star. You can get a little leeway with the star. I hate the move, but I love the move because I know exactly what the Chiefs were trying to do. And if they pull it off and they get Eric Berry signed, which it sounds like from all accounts, Eric Berry will sign with the Chiefs, despite all of the evidence to the contrary. It sounds like Eric Berry will be back with the Chiefs. That still has not been done. The pen to paper has not been done, so don't count this as a 100% certainty, but it looks like right now that it's going to be Eric Berry signing once again. So, yes, the contract is too much, but was it a worthwhile thing to get LDT so you can get Eric Berry? I think so. I don't love this signing. I don't love it by any means, but I see what the point was. So again, Laurent Duvernay-Tardif, which is the best name in football, 5 years, $41.25 million, 5 extra years for LDT on that line. We will see how that works out for them. A nice little payday. Maybe he can pay off his college loans. I know that's a struggle for anybody, but for a doctor, it's got to be quite a bit more. So that will go a long way to paying off those college loans for Laurent Duvernay-Tardif. One other move in the NFL in signing yesterday, the Pittsburgh Steelers, they get a 4-year, $68 million extension with Antonio Brown, AB, their all-everything wide receiver. He gets a nice payday, $68 million. He will be in the black and gold for another 4 years, back through 2021, the contract runs. And again, a nice payday for him, $68 million. That's a nice chunk of change. No matter how you stack it, that is some good money for Antonio Brown. All right, let's take a look at what we have going on tonight in the world of sports. A whole bunch of games going on in college hoops. One in the ACC that is definitely going to be worth watching. It is number 15, Florida State, taking on number 17, Duke. In Durham, Cameron Indoor, the host for the Noles and the Blue Devils tonight. That is a 6 o'clock start on ESPN between Florida State and Duke. One lone game in the Big 12 tonight. It is Oklahoma State traveling to Ames to take on the Iowa State Cyclones. That an 8 o'clock start on ES for the Cowboys and the Cyclones. Again, Ames, Iowa, the host for that one. Good luck, Cowboys. You've had a nice couple of weeks, but man, going into Ames is a tough, tough location to play. So again, a couple of really nice games on the docket tonight. I hope everyone enjoys those. I will be sitting down to watch that Baylor-Duke game tonight. as well as peek in at that Oklahoma State-Iowa State game. Don't have a whole lot of interest in that one, but that is a game where both of these teams can show up and maybe make an impact in the Big 12 tournament. Both of these teams, interesting teams for the tournament, not necessarily this whole game, but I think other coaches in the Big 12 will definitely be keeping an eye on this one and doing a little bit of extra scouting, because both of these teams have the chance to be, and I can't even say surprise teams, because we know what Oklahoma State and Iowa State can do, but definitely a team that could make some moves in the Big 12 tournament coming up in just a few days. All right, that's all the time I have. Have a great Tuesday. We'll see you back here tomorrow with the Hump Day edition of 15 Minutes of Fan.